It is March 24th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at education.johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. FIA's Walt Lucan has produced a post-Boca commentary titled Viewpoint, Stronger Together at Boca. Our industry can't listen unless we know, respect, and trust each other. It is a frank recap of the experience and why it was important for us to get back together at Boca. I couldn't agree more. CME Group's BrokerTec and Broadway Technology have partnered to make BrokerTec's relative value RV curve spread trading functionality available on Broadway's TOC platform. The Security Traders Association of Chicago, STAC's 96th annual midwinter meeting will be held on April 21st and 22nd at the Hilton Chicago. Interestingly, April is not a month that is in the middle of winter, and Brett Favre's last name is not pronounced with the V before the R. Such are the anomalies of life. ICE put together a video of ICE Experience 2022, a recap of its recent conference in Las Vegas, Nevada. Do you know the name of Steve Wilhite? He invented something you regularly see or use called Graphics Interchange Format, or GIF. He died earlier this month from COVID at the age of 74, Bloomberg reported. Not surprisingly, the word of his death sparked an outpouring of GIFs on Twitter. The current book I'm listening to on Audible, an Amazon service, is Religion and the Rise of Capitalism by Benjamin M. Friedman. So far, it is a fascinating look at the history of Adam Smith and David Hume and others of the Scottish Enlightenment era. A point made in the book is that commerce makes us more civil. We must be civil for commerce to work. No one wants to do business with someone who is surly. That works in the micro and macro. Here are more stories from the first read section of JLN. Here's the commentary from Walt Lucan. Viewpoint, stronger together at Boca. Our industry can't listen unless we know, respect, and trust each other. I look back on last week's Boca conference with exhaustion and pride. I know it's been a successful week if my cheeks still hurt from smiling and my hand is chafed from greeting old friends and new. Check and check. After 3 years away, Boca exceeded my expectations. Not that there weren't hiccups. Supply chain issues left parts of the newly renovated resort under construction. The sunshine didn't cooperate like usual, impeding some of our outdoor festivities. And the aftermath of COVID-19 and the Ukraine invasion caused some of the usual suspects to stay home. My comment, I was too busy to notice the sun not shining. Here's a story from the New York Times. Madeleine Albright, first woman to serve as Secretary of State, dies at 84. She rose to power and fame as brilliant analyst of world affairs before serving as an aggressive advocate of President Bill Clinton's policies. Madeleine K. Albright, a child of Czech refugees who fled from Nazi invaders and communist oppressors and then landed in the United States, where she flourished as a diplomat and the first woman to serve as Secretary of State, died on Wednesday in Washington. She was 84. My comment, Secretary Albright served on the board of the New York Stock Exchange, appointed in 2003. She declined to run for re-election after the problems with the compensation concerning then NYSE CEO Richard Grasso. Here's a story from Bloomberg. More than half of Ukraine's children displaced by war, UN says. A month of war in Ukraine has displaced 4.3 million children, more than half of the country's child population, according to the global relief organization UNICEF. The United Nations agency says 1.8 million children have crossed into neighboring countries as refugees, while another 2.5 million have moved within Ukraine following Russia's invasion. My comment, this is a tragedy, and I fear it will only get worse for more children. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. An alleged fraud uncovered by a short seller ends in gunfire. FBI standoff with lawyer is climax to citizen sting operation in a rented private jet. Matthew Beasley wasn't surprised when three FBI agents rang his doorbell. Authorities were asking questions about a high-return, zero-risk investment plan that his law firm had helped run. They had already visited an associate. They also had secret recordings of the sales pitch from a citizen sting operation that involved an embittered improv comedian, a rented private jet, and a well-known New York investment firm. Mr. Beasley came to the front door of his Las Vegas home standing sideways. When he turned to face the agents, he was holding a gun to his head. My comment, listen here. Don't run a Ponzi scheme. Then you don't have to worry about whether jail or killing yourself is the better option. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline is, All That's Stopping a Full-Blown Food Crisis. Rice, prices of the staple diet of half the world's population remain subdued, thankfully. Crises are often years in the making, but here's typically one event that stands out as the flashpoint when the panic really began. For the global financial crisis, it was the collapse of Lehman Brothers. For the 2007-08 food crisis, the trigger was Vietnam imposing an export ban on rice. Importers panicked, and in a matter of days, rice prices doubled. Food riots soon followed from Dakar to Bangladesh. My comment, funny thing, whenever I hear the word rice, I first think of another grain, Milo, as in Milo Hamilton, Mr. Rice. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, ESG means no more buying the world a Coke. The stampede of companies out of Russia marks a major change in global capitalism that may not be for the better. The day after the U.S. lifted its trade embargo on Burma in 2012, I spoke to an executive at Coca-Cola Company. He proudly announced that his company already had people on a plane headed to the country. It is Coca-Cola's policy, he explained, to sell its beverage anywhere it's allowed to do so. Coke was sold in Russia during the last part of the Cold War, and even during the 1980 Moscow Olympic Games boycotted by the U.S. Yet 2 weeks ago, Coke caved to public pressure and announced it was pulling out of Russia because of President Vladimir Putin's invasion and brutal assault in Ukraine, even though government sanctions didn't require its withdrawal. My comment, you can buy the world the same drink, just by another name. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our most read story Wednesday was Trafigura's finance chief warns of commodity industry stress from the Financial Times. Second was crypto isn't decentralized. It's actually run by a handful of bigwigs exploiting low-paid workers, says longtime internet academic from Business Insider via Yahoo Finance. Third was how war ripples through commodity markets, a special report from the Wall Street Journal. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Our lead story was from the Financial Times and Brooke Masters. BlackRock chief Larry Fink says Ukraine war marks end of globalization. Boss of $10 trillion asset manager warns about inflation as companies reconfigure supply chains. Russia's invasion of Ukraine will reshape the world economy and further drive up inflation by prompting companies to pull back from their global supply chains, BlackRock chief executive Larry Fink has warned. The Russian invasion of Ukraine has put an end to the globalization we have experienced over the last three decades, Fink wrote in his annual letter to shareholders of BlackRock, which oversees $10 trillion as the world's largest asset manager. Here's the next story, this one from Bloomberg. ECB to start phasing out collateral easing measures in July. Measures to be removed in three steps through March 2024. Greek bonds eligibility to be kept at least through 2024. The European Central Bank will begin phasing out collateral easing measures linked to the pandemic starting in July this year, while continuing to accept Greek bonds until the reinvestment period of its coronavirus bond buying program ends. Measures introduced in April 2020 to facilitate collateral availability, especially amid risks related to credit downgrades caused by the COVID-19 crisis, will be gradually removed in a three-step process between July 2022 and March 2024, the ECB said Thursday in a statement. And finally, another story from Bloomberg from William Shaw. BOE pushes for tougher regulations of $1.7 trillion crypto market. Crypto assets are larger than subprime market in 2008. Concerns links between crypto and banks could unsettle markets. The Bank of England called on policymakers to beef up the global framework for regulating cryptocurrencies to prevent them from threatening the wider stability of financial markets. The UK Central Bank's Financial Policy Committee suggested the role of prudential and market integrity regulators should be expanded and their coordination increased. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.